WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Now to an immigration policy change. The Biden administration plans to lift a Trump-era immigration policy next month. During the pandemic, immigration officials used Title 42 to turn away migrants at the border, including those seeking asylum. Fasika Alam is a program director with the United African Organization in Chicago. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio spoke to Alam about how Title 42 disproportionately kept Black and Latino asylum seekers out of the country.
What's Title 42 and how does this policy prevent asylum seekers from entering the country?
Well, Title 42 is it's a Trump-era policy that expels people seeking asylum at the border. It actually was created as a policy to curb the pandemic and reduce the introduction of the virus across the borders. It superseded asylum laws or international laws giving people the right to seek asylum, and people that were encountered at the border without, you know, adequate paperwork were rapidly expelled using that policy.
How was this policy implemented among Black asylum seekers?
From what we have seen and what we have heard from organizations working on the border, including organizations like Haitian Bridge Alliance, you know, we have heard that this has disproportionately impacted Black asylum seekers coming through the border, especially Haitians. There have been flights expelling close to 22,000 Haitians since February 1st of last year. 45% of those expelled are women and children, and they're being deported back to a country that is still mired in violence, these kidnappings and gang activity, and very unsafe, both politically and, you know, in a humanitarian sense, a very unsafe place. And so we've seen that to be a significant impact, particularly on Haitian migrants.
Can you offer some examples of how this policy was implemented differently with white asylum seekers?
Well, we have seen recently the increasing numbers of Ukrainian migrants coming through the border, for example. And we have seen that there have been an exemption put into place for Ukrainian migrants that was not put in place for people fleeing similar conditions. Cameroonians that are fleeing extreme violence in their country have been, you know, deported back and or have been expelled back into Mexico, while Ukrainian and perhaps even Russian asylum seekers at the border are being given preference.
What impact will lifting Title 42 have on Black and Latino asylum seekers moving forward?
I think it will give people their right to seek asylum, right? That gives them an opportunity to seek the refuge that they came to the border seeking. It recognizes their humanity. You know, we see a lot of opposition from elected officials to Title 42, you know, but these lives should be valued equally. And therefore, the lifting of Title 42 is the right thing to do.
That was Fasika Alam, program director with the United African Organization, talking with WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio. This is WBEZ.